Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel. Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. It is me, Moke Angel, and I want to welcome you to Journeying Life Mostly Natural. This is the last, second to the last episode of my first season that I presented as Prepping for Survival Mode. And I tell you what, I am so glad we made it through this season, because this year, I don't know about you guys, but has it been a little bit topsy-turvy for you too? Because it has just been so way out there. I mean, just things that happened this year that I thought I would never see in my lifetime, or anybody's lifetime ever, for just like a glimpse of what has happened to us in our past is trying to like reoccur in my lifetime. Oh my Lord, historically, that is crazy. Like, who wants to revisit some of that stuff? But apparently, some people are just down with the sickness, and are not trying to fight it. I tell you what, I am just so happy that I was able to be here right now with you guys and just say that I have to apologize, because I have been having some issues with my pod hosting that I'm using at the moment, or my pod hoster that I'm using at the moment. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm going to have to say we're going to have to agree to disagree. I thought I knew a bit of information that in regards to their billing is concerned, and time wise and well, they said one thing, and I'm sure I didn't get that bit of information that they shared with me, but I'm not going to get into all of it. All I'm going to say was right now is that it just held me back this past month, and I was hoping I can do a bit of catch up with you guys with some of my content, but unfortunately now I'm even further behind, and I do apologize for that. It does not look good on me professionally. I know this, and that is, you know, a part of my suck in life that I'm going to have to just go ahead and accept, and then try to see if I can do my best to rectify it my following seasons. I even got so discouraged, I'll be honest with you guys, that I felt like I was just going to have to take a break for a bit, because I just don't know how to go around this whole pod hosting situation. I'm new to the whole podcasting world and how it all works, and it is just a little discouraging when you're just trying to make these calls on your own and you don't really have a whole bunch of resources as far as reliable information out there that you can try to gain or attain the right information to make the best decisions that you can with the information that's available to you and the resources that is available to you as well. So I'm doing my best to work through that. It's taking me this long just to try to see if I can find any resolution, and at the moment I have not. I think I'm close, but I'm not there yet. But all I wanted to do is just reconnect with you guys real quick and just tell you that I wish I could have said Merry Christmas, because Christmas is one of my all-time favorite times of the year, and I did not show up for y'all this Christmas, and I do apologize for that. That is just, you know, uncalled for, but I'm hoping that I can get this out to you before this New Year's Eve is concerned, and be able to share this episode with you before this year is out. So if you're hearing me, I figured that out, and I'm glad. And I'm happy to say to you, I hope y'all have a very happy new year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, as best as we all could have this year, considering all the constraints that have been going on for all of us, just from traveling, from being able to have it in our budget, finding things that we wanted to give to the ones that we love, and or doing the best that we can to share a gift to the ones that we love, because just everything has, like I said, been topsy-turvy this year for a lot of us. The majority of us have just been dealing with things that we didn't think we'd have to deal with or have to worry about as much as we did this particular year. So we made it. If you're listening to, we made it through, and we're going to continue to push on into our next new year of 2023, whatever that's going to be bringing. I hate to say it's going to be more of the same, but right now it just seems like a lot of people were down with the sickness of having it be more of the same. I don't agree with a lot of the things that they're seeing. I don't understand what they see as these are the best solutions for our nation at the moment. And I'm talking about here in America. I know there's a lot of people that are trying to run away from what America is trying to run towards for some reason, as far as our governing body is concerned. And then I'm talking about are the leading governing body at the moment. And some of the people that are just the old established crony guys. And I tell you, they definitely, like I said to my husband, is I just feel like, you know, that's kind of the new virus. They're kind of infected with that new, that power sickness, you know? I mean, that's just kind of how I'm seeing it. But that's me personally. I don't understand it. I don't understand what people who are following them and are allowing them to just, it seems like, destroy our country and our rights as American citizens just happily. Like, they're just, like, all down with it. Like, oh, yeah, we're just cool about giving away all of our freedom in the name of a thing that you might be giving us to relieve what? I don't know. But, you know, they seem to think that that's a good idea. And what I'm talking about, I know I'm being very vague. I'm not being very direct as far as some of the issues, because there's so many things that people are just putting and pushing as to be really important as our narrative in life for the majority of us, when in actuality, it's not something that is that important to the point that you're trying to stop all of our lives in existence as it is. That makes no sense, because how is that going to help any of us? But for some reason, they see it that way. So there you go. That to me was our year in a nutshell. Just a freaking mess. And a lot of us are doing our best just to get through and survive the freaking mess that's been going on, and all of the sudden changes and things that you can and cannot say, and all this stuff that is really nonsensical to me. But you know, I know other people are feeling the same thing, but for some reason, somehow, some way, this particular virus that's going around, that is, you know, the power of sick, the power virus is, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, electric energy or fuels to get us here or there. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about just, you know, the idea of people feeling so much more powerful than other people. I mean, that is just insane to me to live your life that way. But hey, you know, to each their own, I guess, unless you start affecting all of our own. Anyway, if that made sense to you, well, good. I'm glad. If it didn't make sense to you, well, you know, what's going on right now doesn't make sense to me either. So now you know how I'm feeling. Man, oh man. But, you know, all we can do is just hope for the best for our following year. Hope that most of us will start coming to our senses and using our rational decision making as far as what we think we should be like as free American citizens and what that stands for and how that should be projected as far as how we should be upholding that definition of freedom. And right now, people seem to think that freedom means that you are in a confined box of some sort or other that has a label on it that you're supposed to fit in. And I don't think that that's what freedom means. But hey, maybe they can look up the dictionary or find one. And hopefully it might be an older school one where they haven't really changed the meanings just so it can fit their narrative. Because I've noticed that with some of the definitions of words that have changed since I remember seeing it when I was a kid. And they've kind of just upgraded it a bit to kind of fit it to where it's more like what they would want it to be defined as. Now, how are you going to go through your 2023 resolutions? How are you going to look at your upcoming new year? Is it going to be with a cynical eye? Or is it going to be with an eye of what can you do to be able to represent as a free human being? What can you do? What can you do to be able to represent what it means for all of us to be free human beings? And is that something that is important for you to speak about out loud and share with others that, you know, it's okay as a free human being that we can agree to disagree and still function with one another and still socialize with one another within our free world? It really is all right. So, there you go, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. That is me catching up with you really quick during our holiday season. I do apologize for not being there for you, like I said, to say Merry Christmas to you. But I hope I will be here to say I hope you all have a very happy, happy new year. And I look forward to doing my best to coming and sharing my new episodes in my following season of season 2 at Journeying Life Mostly Natural. And I hope that it will be for the year of 2023. That will be my goal. If not, I will be back in 2024. Now that I've kind of let that out of the bag, I will catch up with you, crossing fingers, on my one last episode. And until then, my fellow life walkers, what do? We will love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day. And I am grateful that I was able to make it through most of this episode without having too much of a disturbance going on in the background. But until then, y'all have a happy, happy new year. Listen, it's a long road to get us where we want to. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going.